and I thought I'd go see her after the worship service. So the phone rang in my office after church. Preacher, get yourself down here. It's Mildred Ehler. That woman blessed me that day. She did not know it, but I was the pastor of the church. And I really just wanted to be an associate. I really did. But old Artie Baugh and all those people got me here, which, by the way, I said to myself, this roof better be red when I came down the highway. And it was. Now, that first interview, all I remember about it is this. They said, by the way, I did preach for the congregation. But anyway, they said, from my point of view, I realized they were giving me a sell job of how neat it was to live here because of all the stuff in Columbia and everything. And they said, the university is here. And so later I said, well, I have a question. What university is here? Woo! It's a wonder I got called, right? Okay. The next thing was the whole hog sausage supper. Now, I was told about it, and anywhere you go, really, they told me that the men put it on and do all the work, and that's good. It really is very impressive and something to be proud of. And so I was down in Fellowship Hall there, and a guy, I think I know who it was, but anyway, he walked up and he said, have you been told about the sausage stuff? Yes. I've learned about the Boone County ham, and everybody has a recipe, and it's all very good, and the sausage, and blah, 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 and the men put it on. And he said, you do know you make the gravy. And you've got to understand, my grandma went, oh, I don't make gravy. I don't know how. To this day, I can't make gravy. When I wanted to make gravy, I would call my dad on the phone and say, Dad, talk me through the gravy. He would, and I'd have great gravy. So that's what I'm thinking. But you know what I told you? Who put it on? I don't need to connect the dots for you. And he said, the preacher always makes the gravy. Okay. I probably can do it. He said, oh, don't worry about it. Austin Jones makes the gravy. You just stand there and stir it. Now, that same man, I'm going to have to tell you, it's old Richard Dirt. He always laughed and had a twinkle in his eye. And okay, we had a baptism. And so I'm here at the church. He's here. He was the custodian. He was an elder, I think. Well, anyway, loyal member. Anyway, he said, I'm filling up the baptistry. Okay? He said, I have something for it. And he had these waiters look like they come up to here. And I have long feet, but man, I went, okay. And he just laughed. He said, you probably aren't going to wear those. And I'm thinking, no, I'll do it down the Baptist way, I think. And then he said, I'm heating it up. There was this metal thing hooked to electricity, and you drop it in. And he said, this is what we used to put in the cattle tanks to thaw, to make the water warm, especially in the winter, to break the ice so the cattle and horses and everybody, I don't know, Sal too, I don't know, to drink. So I had to say it. I just did. It's like I was a straight man. I really was. I said, so if I put my big toe in there, will I get electrocuted? No. One last story. Adelpha and Tom Dre were loyal members of this congregation, very kind, and they would sit out there. And Tom was the county assessor. He had just retired. And he always had a twinkle in his eye and laughed. You could hear him laugh. Oh, man, could he laugh. And one Sunday morning, he walked out. It's different back there now. But anyway, he was sort of the last one in the Delta. And I could tell him was something he wanted to say to me. And so he got to me. First thing he said was, "Good sermon, preacher." I said, "Thank you." And then he said, "I've got to tell you. Now, I've been to the doctor, so you just need to know this." He said, "When I look at you up here preaching, you're on the ceiling." He went like that. He said, "Let me try to explain it to you. You're rolled up there." This is true. He'd been to the doctor. And upon reflection, I thought, well, I wonder if I roll that way or if I roll this way. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. I'm finished now. Almost. Just happened to put my paper in Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, beginning with verse 3. "I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from that first day," (200 years ago) "until now," 18 years.